"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, stories to come this hour. They're looking for another inmate. As you know, last week they mistakenly released the guy that may have shot the Lady Gaga dog walker. Have they found him yet? I don't think they have.
Haven't heard that they...
Another inmate took a hike. This is from one of these, what they call reentry programs. We'll tell you that story coming up in a few minutes. And the El Segundo Times weighs in on the facts concerning one of the Sacramento shooting suspects. That was the big story from last weekend, where it looks like there was a gang disagreement and some two groups opened fire at each other.
This is a load of poisoned horse crap.
It is, and they're just so sanctimonious the way they wrote this.
It's a good word for it, sanctimonious. Years ago, I think it was about 2017, we engineered a revolt against Eric Garcetti and Mike.
2017, the summer of, right?
Eric Garcetti and Mike Bonin, because they came up with this disastrous road diet in Playa del Rey, which caused huge traffic jams. They took away a lane of traffic. And what they want to replace it with are bike lanes, bus lanes, things like that. And it caused immense traffic, which ruined businesses in that area, because you just couldn't get there, and it's all part of a punishment program to force people out of their cars. Well, there was such a revolt that Garcetti turned Dale. Like, he hasn't uttered a word about this ever since. And Bonin put up a fight for a little while, but a recall movement started against him, and he finally surrendered. And that's what you have to do in order to reverse things. You have to do like the Ukrainians do. Right, you have to put up an intense fight, and eventually they run and hide. Well, this at the time, I remember there was a story about other. I think they had 40 different ideas for road diets in the general LA area.
A lot on the board, yeah.
And one of them was this 19-mile corridor that runs from North Hollywood to Pasadena, passes through Eagle Rock, which is a section in Northeast Los Angeles. 19 miles, and they want to turn a road lane into a bus lane and then run buses.
Yeah, they call it the North Hollywood to Pasadena Transit Corridor. And you're right. They want to make Metro is planning bus rapid transit, which is faster and more reliable than regular bus service. They say it'll take cars off the road and serve neighborhoods that need public transit services the most. And last time we checked, bus ridership has been in decline. It's been a disgusting mess between homelessness and crime on the buses.
It's been near zero because it's been at the slowest point since the 1980s.
I wonder if the gas price thing helped.
No because you still
send some more people back to the trains and buses.
You want to sit in somebody's vomit?
Well, I'm just wondering if there was.
You want to deal with feces man, hypodermic needle man?
Well, we're going to talk to Kim Martellino, Save Eagle Rock Community, about this massive monster 19-mile road diet.
Kim, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I've been a huge fan for, 10 years at least. Love you guys.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
You know, when you end up on the show, that means there's trouble.
You know, unfortunately, I know people aren't usually calling in to say how great things are, but I appreciate it because this has been a struggle. We've been fighting against this, like you said, since it seems like it's been 10 years, but yeah, I guess it's been closer to 5 years because we were fighting it before even 2017 when they started talking about it. And this is our version of the brown doggle, really.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, I don't know if you want to ask me questions or if you just want me to go on.
We want to get a general idea of what, give our listeners a general idea of what they're taking away in terms of roads for cars.
Okay. Well, for those of you who know, I mean, everyone knows Colorado Boulevard, especially because of Pasadena.
Yes.
The Colorado Boulevard is the main thoroughfare through Eagle Rock. It's the only street. It's the only main street that goes all the way through Eagle Rock. And it's the street that mostly people take to either avoid freeway traffic or, you know, the 134 if there's an accident, because there's a ton of accidents at the 134 where Harvey the exit is for Eagle Rock. It's just a really bad spot there. So a lot of people end up getting off the freeway there, cutting through. And so we have about 20,000 cars a day on Colorado. Now, about 7 or 8 years ago, it was a three-lane road, and the tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of bike lobbyists managed to sneak in a bike lane, got rid of one of the driving traffic lanes already. So it went down to two lanes. So that was already bad enough. And nobody wanted it. And newsflash, those bike lanes are completely empty because it's not an idealistic bike ride to ride along a busy
street.
They
always are. Very few people use the bike lanes on these major roads.
If I ride a bike, I'll go to the beach, you know, someplace nice. I don't want to ride on a busy thoroughfare where people are racing through to get to work or because they had to get off the freeway and they need to get to Pasadena. So generally you would take the freeway because it is way, way, way faster, right? So then taking and getting off, going through traffic. So, you know, people get off to come through Eagle Rock if they live there. But we're not really a destination town. We're our own little area. We've got our nice little, you know, shops here, but it's not Highland Park where people are going there for the bars and the nightlife. And it's, you know, it's a family. It's a real family town here. And we also have something called the Colorado Specific Plan, which limits what could be built on Colorado Boulevard. So because we wanted to keep it that way. Keep it without having too many auto shops and things like that. So Metro a few years back decided that, you know, they raised all this money from Measure M, which taxpayers voted on because they wanted high quality transit, which, you know, a lot of people voted for. I think 70% or something. It passed by a pretty big margin. People were not voting to get more buses. People were voting because they thought they were going to get higher quality transit. So instead, Metro decides, nope, can't afford that. We don't want to build light rails or anything fancier than that. So So let's just get build more. Let's just get more buses. Now, we already have 5 bus lines that come through Colorado every day, most of them empty. And they were empty before the pandemic.
Yeah. Now, bike lanes are empty. Buses are empty.
And so now they came up with, so we've been fighting with Metro for years trying to make sure that we did not lose another lane, because that would make Colorado one lane in each direction, which that's like having Ventura Boulevard one lane in each direction.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's just, or Burbank Boulevard. I mean, it's our only street. It's the only street that comes through here. So you have these like the really, really extremists that literally, like you said, want to get rid of cars. They want people out of cars. And so they're making it as hard as they can. So they want to get rid of another lane, make it a bus-only lane. And I don't want to bore everybody with the, you know, weird details about the environmental impact reports, but the main one, the final environmental impact report, which is what Metro is going to be presenting to the board at the end of this month on April 28th, is one lane option in each direction. BRT buses would have their own lane on either side of the center medians. Medians are going to be extended to block off the fire department, the fire station in Eagle Rock.
Oh,
I don't know if the company, I don't know if the company did it, that did this report. I think maybe that they had a mistake in their boilerplate and they just did not notice that there was a fire station there. Because if you look on the NoHo to Pasadena corridor website, they have like 50, you know, renderings. Not one of them has the fire department listed. It shows it. And if you live here, you know it because it's, you know, the fire station. But it is right in front of where they want to extend barriers, physical bike, you know, protected bike lanes, because the ones they have now are not good enough because nobody's taking them. So they want to make the bike lanes even wider, which they're already as wide as a car lane.
All right, hang on. Hang on, Kim.
We just have to take a quick break, but we'll get more from you right back. Okay, that's Kim Martellino, Save Eagle Rock Community. This is a road diet. Yeah, we thought we were done with these. But Metro is going to vote on this coming up later this month. $267 million for this 18-mile monster road diet, which will be cut through NoHo, Eagle Rock, and Pasadena. And you heard Kim talking there about Eagle Rock and Colorado Boulevard. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we continue with our guest, Kim Martellino from Save Eagle Rock Community. We got word that this is still on the board to move forward, and this is a massive, massive road diet. $267 million planned for the neighborhoods of North Hollywood, Eagle Rock, and Pasadena. Kim's with Save Eagle Rock Community. She was talking to us about the impact on the very important corridor, Colorado Boulevard there.
Yeah, and we know what road diets do. We've seen it in action. Businesses close. Massive traffic is created. Nobody uses the bike lanes. Nobody takes the buses. It's a complete fantasy. Normal people don't do that. They just don't. And they're not going to anytime soon. And there's no reason that you have to be abused by these authoritarian fanatics who want to get everybody into buses and bikes. Not going to happen. So you got to fight this thing pretty hard. And it does ruin communities. It absolutely does. So we were talking with Kim Martellino about the effects. Kim, are a lot of people in your town, in the area along this 19-mile stretch, are they aware of what's going on, and are they going to be fighting this?
They are. We have been. We have submitted thousands of signed petitions to Hilda Solis, who is our rep, to Kevin DeLeon, to the mayor's office, to Metro, obviously. We've gone to every single meeting that's ever had. We have so much support. But, you know, when they came out with this with the final impact report that they're submitting, and Metro has decided that they want to go with this one lane in each direction, the thing that stands out the most is that if you look at the pictures, It, I'm not joking, guys. It looks like an obstacle course. It looks like you're trying to play Frogger to cross the street here. Yeah. There are these bump outs and curb extensions and all that, blocking the fire department. And how the fire department literally will not be able to make a left turn out of the fire station to get out and to make a right turn onto a one-lane road. I mean, it's just, it's dangerous. We don't want to become the next
The fire department
paradise.
Is dangerous, but yes, all these things, they call them bulb outs, which are like cement.
The bulb outs,
culverts, that sidewalks that they put out in the middle of traffic to block lanes. I've seen a couple in my neighborhood. These things are spreading, and they put those bollards in the way to block off traffic, to keep people from making turns. It is about making it so horrible, so miserable to drive. Santa Monica does this too, that you just give up and you get on a bus, or you give up and you take a bike. And normal people don't do that, and they're not going to do that. This is abusive on this. They have a lot of tricks. Yeah, they'll extend the curb out and block off the parking lane. It's terrible.
It is so dirty. And it is so duplicitous to me. And I mean, the fact that they have not even consulted, they've broken multiple fire codes. They have not, the Eagle Rock fire station didn't even know this was happening. They were like, this is news to us. Metro's never spoken to us about it. They, by law, have to speak to the fire, or get approval from the fire marshal to get any sort of what they nicely call traffic calming measures. Traffic calming means gridlock.
Oh, God, don't you hate their stupid terms, traffic calming? The problem is not the cars go too fast. It's everybody goes too slow because they put up so many obstacles in the way. Rush hour is when people go too slow.
What is a calming measure? Okay, that means gridlock. So they have one lane on a major thoroughfare in front of a fire station, which is also the fire station that all the surrounding places come to fill up their tanks. So they got to back in. The tanker has to back in. We also have a really busy Trader Joe's that also will have a block in front of it. Physically, they will not be able to trucks deliver.
Colorado Boulevard cannot be one lane in each direction with all these blockades to keep people from accessing businesses or blocking the fire department. This is not a civilized life that you're going to have. It's going to be chaotic.
And not only that, but it is going to absolutely kill whatever businesses are left here, because the other thing I forgot to mention is that the plan that they're supporting will lose 40% of street parking in Eagle Rock and on Colorado Boulevard. And when we asked them, well, are you going to build a parking lot? Nope, Metro's not in the business of building parking lots. Yeah. So we're going to lose all of them. We have such limited parking as it is here. We have a lot of older folks.
They can't walk.
They
have this sick ideology. They hate suburbia. They hate the suburban lifestyle. They're at war with it.
They want everything to be, Glendale is in support of this. That's fine. Go live in Glendale. We live here because we don't want to live in Glendale where there's a thousand high rises packed in right next to each other. That's fine. And I get that. And that's your lifestyle. Ours is not that. We want to live in this nice little neighborhood where we can do businesses. You're not even going to be able to cross. Oh, and we're going to be losing 12 or 13 left turn lanes within a 1 mile or within a 2 mile stretch.
Oh, that's horrible. What's the next step?
What happened to Chandler?
Yeah. What's the next meeting that people should know?
Well,
about?
There are too many. There's one on April 20th. Well, if you go to ercoloradonow.com, that's our website, ercoloradonow.com, and that will list when the next board meetings are. But there are two. One, I think, is on the 20th, and one's on the 28th. They're both in the morning, of course, virtual, because God forbid, they have people come in person. The city council's in the same way. We haven't been able to show.
All right. All right.
We had in-person meetings, there was a gazillion people there was supporting us. Now they just decide who they're going to call on people they want.
The website is ercoloradonow.
Now. ercoloradonow.com.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Kim. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
That's Kim Martellino. Save Eagle Rock Community. It's about a massive road diet plan for North Hollywood and Eagle Rock and Pasadena, affecting Colorado Boulevard and a lot of those neighborhoods. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Chiampo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're going to have that gas card giveaway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We know gas prices have been very high lately, so KFI's helping you out, a chance to win a $100 gas card. It's all day. You can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m. Gary and Shannon have it at 11 a.m. We're doing it in the 5 o'clock hour. And then Tim Conway Jr., your final chance to win the $100 gas card, will come with his show at 7 o'clock. The El Segundo Times editorial board, all-time winners. This time, a very smug editorial they wrote about the sanctimonious and smug about the Sacramento shooting. As you know, in the early morning hours last weekend, gunfire broke out. 6 people dead, 12 injured. At first, they said it was some sort of a drive-by, but then they've settled on the fact it looked like some opposing parties opened fire. Parties with gang affiliations. Or what does Newsom call them? People who...
Groups of folks.
Groups of folks, exactly.
Groups of folks. Doesn't want to be pejorative.
This editorial wants you to know that there was so much. It's titled, Truth is One of the Casualties in the Sacramento Shooting. Much of what you heard last week about a suspect in the killing of 6 people in Sacramento the previous Sunday was patently false. That the perpetrator was able to do his ugly deed because he'd been released from prison years early by Governor Gavin Newsom's soft-on-crime parole board, despite warnings from the district attorney. The first thing they want you to know, which is true, but of course, the El Segundo Times, so far, this person we're talking about, Smiley Martin, has not been charged with murder. They only have him on firearm gun charges.
Yeah,
so
that's a technicality.
It is. We don't know how long this is going to take.
Thing.
But
they're hiding behind a technicality. Yeah, he hasn't been charged with murder yet, but he was the one who had one of the big guns, and there's 100 bullets lying around, and there's 18 people shot. So are we to think he wasn't holding an ice cream cone?
So they go back to 2018. This is the case we talked about. It was covered in detail by the Associated Press. He pled no contest, was sentenced on charges of assault and domestic violence. This is when he beat up his girlfriend, Hooker. It's hard to explain, but according to the reports, she was probably working for him as some type of prostitute. Well, the Times writes, he wasn't even granted a hearing. Oh, could you imagine? News reports cited objections from Sacramento County District Attorney Anne-Marie Schubert's office made to Martin's 2021 parole request, but they had nothing to do with his actual release. By February of 2022, he had actually served his full sentence. No one in the Department of Corrections, not Anne-Marie Schubert, not the Board of Parole Hearings, had any discretion or authority to keep him in prison a day longer than he was there. He was not released from prison early.
He did not serve his full sentence. He got a 10-year sentence and got out after 4 years. Sorry. This is a new trick that the editorial board does.
They explain he was given time served because he was held in Sacramento County Jail for 508 days before his no contest plea. So I said, okay. All right. Well, that's fair. He was in jail. You took a year off.
Yeah, but that's
a year and a half.
Yeah, that's not even
but
a year and a half.
Then they go through the long, torturous explanation of good time credits, which we all hate. Well, except for the El Segundo Times. But they make it sound like they're longstanding. Everyone knows about him. They're constitutionally protected.
No.
So what are you going to do?
Under Prop 57, which was voted in, I think, about 5-6 years ago, under Prop 57, they created... Yes.
They created something called milestone credits.
And this was under the discretion of
I think the Anne-Marie Schubert called them turbocharge credits.
It was under the discretion of the corrections department. They
right,
could come up with a new formula on how many credits they could hand out.
Because they had to figure out, how are we going to get rid of all these inmates fast enough?
What they want to do is eventually take 3/4 off people's sentences.
Milestone.
Not just half. That's what they're headed for. That's from the proposition. But the proposition didn't specify how many credits the correction department could create. It gave them discretion to invent it. They chose to do this, and they're applying it to violent felons.
Yeah.
And that's not what Prop 57 said. The title was early release for nonviolent felons.
Well, not somebody that beats up a woman, but again, domestic violence wasn't on the list.
But most people don't know this. They didn't know this when they voted. They don't know this now. You could beat up a woman. You could beat up your wife or your girlfriend or your prostitute pretty badly, and it's not considered violent. Okay, so there's all kinds of layers of falsehoods on top of each other, all kinds of layers of deceit, which the LA Times editorial board wieners know. They know this. They're saying, well, it wasn't officially early release. No, but it's exactly the same thing. When you give 6 years worth of credits, that results in early release. 4 years is not 10 years. 4 years is earlier than 10 years. And they play games with words. That's all they do, is they play semantics games.
Well, then they say, you know, don't you want people to participate in programs like cognitive behavioral therapy and anger management? Or to complete their high school degree or skills training? That's how you get the credits. And isn't that worthy?
But what did Smiley Martin do?
It doesn't say. It just says that he got the milestone credits. It doesn't say what he did.
Okay. And most importantly, it clearly didn't work.
Well, we hear from the insiders that it's all BS.
It is all BS. And the LA Times wiener...
You get good time credit for breathing.
Look. The LA Times editorial board is not that stupid. They know this is what makes, you know, if a person's really stupid and ignorant, then you say, they just don't know what they're talking about. Give them a break. The LA Times writers are well-educated and well-versed in this. And what they're doing is they obsessively, pathologically lie to the readers and confuse them, knowing the readers don't have time or energy or the desire to go find out what the truth is. None of us is going to look up the intricacies of sentencing practices in the corrections department. They know no one's going to do that.
Well, look at the contradiction. They talk about the milestone credits, additional for completing rehab and education programs. They talk about, don't we want criminals to get these? Well, Smiley got these. He got out within a couple of months. He was involved in a shooting. Didn't work too well, did it?
No. So these programs...
Then they defend these programs as being important to rehabilitation. Yes, in the case of Smiley.
These programs don't work. They don't work. And everyone knows they don't work. Rehab largely doesn't work. Drug rehab mostly is a failure. If it works, it's because you have to go back many times over. These prison... Well, isn't it obvious the prison programs don't work? By the way, they've let out 60,000 prisoners net at a state prison over the last 10 years. 60,000. 60,000 fewer than they were 10 years ago. So there's been a lot of wholesale early release through various methods, credits, parole, you name it. Throwing people out because there's COVID. There's all kinds of nonsense going on because they don't want people in prison. They have this strict religious cult ideology about it. They're dangerous, these people. The LA Times writers, they know better. They intentionally lie to you and mislead. I'm sorry. If you get a 10-year sentence and you're out in four, that is early release. And it wasn't mandated by the voters. That was the voters gave the corrections department discretion because the ballot initiative said it was going to be nonviolent offenders. Well, a guy who beats the pulp out of his prostitute girlfriend is not a nonviolent offender. Not in the real world, only in the LA Times psycho world.
Well, they defend the good conduct credits. They've been embedded into California law for decades. They're taken into account when sentencing laws are adopted, when prosecutors charge, and when judge hands sentences down. They do not amount to early release.
It is early release. Sorry, good time credits, early release. And these programs don't work. So you give credit for participating in a program, if he participated in the program. They never lay out any proof. I bet you a lot of these guys don't participate in the programs or they do badly in them. But bottom line, if they do, they don't work. So the whole thing is bogus. This is a tower of horse crap. Just stinking horse feces. All of this.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI... John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFIAM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're going to have the gas card coming up next hour. Your chance at a $100 gas card from KFI. It's our gift to all of you hardworking listeners out there.
Oh, even those of you who don't work hard. You just lay around. Hey, even if you're just lying in a tent.
Do you need gas?
I don't know what you do with the gas card, but I'm just saying it's open to everybody.
Propane card so they can start a fire with the...
A propane card for your illegal grill. For
your homeless encampment and fire that's sure to come. Oh, that's a good one. Coming up next hour, I like the headline. Mayor Garcetti projects confidence amid nomination stumbles. We have some audio to play for you, and then the El Segundo Times did a story that Garcetti is being, of course, hounded by the media at whatever appearances he's making now to explain what's going to happen with his nomination to be the next ambassador to India because of these allegations that his former top aide, Rick Jacobs, sexually harassed staff while Garcetti was aware of or even saw some of these actions. He has denied this time and time again. It all got rolling from a lawsuit from a former member of his security detail, an LAPD officer by the name of Matthew Garza. We'll get to all of this in the 5 o'clock hour here on the John and Ken Show. Well, on top of last week, where we found out that an inmate who is accused of and in fact charged with shooting the Lady Gaga dog walker, in a story that takes us back more than a year, was erroneously released. And as far as I know, I don't have his name. I don't think he's been caught yet. No?
No, not that I've heard.
Okay.
I mean, I'll you know, give it a quick look.
Oh, look, I just found, what are they called? The four women of the...
The four bimbos of the apocalypse, yeah.
Britney Spears is pregnant, expecting her first baby with fiancé Sam Asghari.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, yeah. She got to work right after the conservatorship was lifted.
I see that.
Yeah, she was, well, because they forced her to do birth control.
That's what she said. Yeah, that's right. So on top of the, they're still looking for the inmate that is accused of shooting the Lady Gaga dog walker because a clerk made a mistake and released him. Now they're also looking for a carjacker. Yeah, it's a 34-year-old man who walked away from one of these re-entry programs. Oscar Orozco left, I love the name of it, the Male Community Reentry Program. Around 10 o'clock Saturday night, he just left. This is supposed to be like a halfway house to get you back into society. It allows the inmates to serve the final portions of their sentences in a non-prison facility, which basically means probably no security. Is it like a house? I don't know.
Yeah, halfway houses don't have any security. They're trusting you, but they want to give you some structure. But you're supposed to come back at a certain time and spend the night there.
But halfway houses we know of are usually for drug addicts and.
Uh-huh.
This guy was a carjacker.
Yeah, this is part of all their stupid programs to get people out of prison early, and then you put them in all these half-assed substitutions.
But you talk about good time credits. He was sentenced to prison not even a year ago for carjacking with the use of a gun.
Yeah, there you go.
While incarcerated, he was also convicted of drug charges in Kern County.
It's called the Male Community Reentry Program. Allows state inmates, felons, to serve the final portions of their sentences in a non-prison facility to give offenders support to make a smooth transition back into society.
Did he get good time credits for, I mean, how could you be sentenced for a carjacking with a gun June of 2021? This is April of 2022.
This is the system here.
And he's already in the reentry program after like 8 months?
He was not to be released until February of 2023.
Oh, you're supposed to be in this halfway thing for a year?
Well, no, he...
Oh, the original sentence. I don't know what you're...
Well, yeah, I guess he was supposed to be in the reentry program for a year, which means his original sentence would have taken him till February of 2023. And instead, they're letting him serve more than half of his sentence.
Is this more Prop 57 crap?
I don't know. It's all the same. It's all getting people out of prison. And they have all these fancy program names and alternative living conditions. But this is endemic. This is why the crime rate is so high, because you have a lot of bad guys running around that didn't used to be running around.
Did you click the link?
No.
The Department of Corrections press release. Here it is. Orozco was admitted from Los Angeles County on June 14th, 2010. Oh, 2010, to serve 12 years, 6 months for carjacking with the use of a firearm. Oh, the story we had was a little bit... Okay. And while incarcerated, he was also convicted in Kern County in 2015 to serve 4 years for possession of a controlled substance in jail or prison. Okay. I thought, based on the news story I was reading, is that he was only sentenced in 2021, but
that's what it says in the NBC 4.
Yeah, they screwed up. I'm looking at the Department of Corrections press release, and it says he was admitted to prison, the state prison, June 2010, to serve 12 months, 6 years for carjacking. So that would bring us to 2022. Okay. But then he got 4 years for a controlled substance, so that's what pushed it to February 2023.
Yeah, that's a bad mistake by Channel 4, and nobody corrected it. Maybe nobody read the article.
I'm trying to see. Channel 5 has the same. Yeah, Channel 5 has it right. In June 2010, Orozco was admitted from L.A. County to serve 12 years for carjacking with the use of a gun. Yeah, Channel 4 screwed up.
Channel 4, bad.
I thought that's
misinformation.
Although with the California criminal justice system, now I believed it.
I totally believed it, too.
He carjacks with a gun. And he only got a year. Yeah. All right.
Can't trust the media.
When we come back, Garcetti audio. Garcetti is still confident that he's going to be the next ambassador to India. Your gas card's coming, too.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.